Thank you, Ellen, for making it an easier conversation to have with humor. It's 10:10. My guests have arrived. They are seated. They are ready to rock and roll on Fridays from 10 to 11. We talk local and national real estate news with Greg Zavitz, Coldwell Banker.
Good morning.
Central heart of something. You changed the name.
The Realty Group.
The Realty Group.
No, wait. I'm saying that wrong. The Real Estate Group. I got to get used to it, too.
The Real Estate Group. It was Coldwell Banker, Heart of America Realtors. And now you've got some new owners, but all of the great faces are staying the same, and all of the great service is definitely staying the same.
Same management stuff, just under new ownership.
I don't know if you happen to hear top of the hour CBS News as you were driving in, and I understand road construction traffic makes everybody acceptably late right now. The upcoming big headline was that we had a really big jump in home sales nationwide for new and existing homes. One of the first biggest springs. First quarters that has happened in almost 10 years.
I agree.
And it's happening here, too.
Now, I did stick my nose out in January, so I thought it would be good.
Yes.
And I still have realtors that after I get off the show, they should know you're wrong. The figures you're looking at are wrong. So I look at the resale of existing houses. Now, new construction is down. Resale of existing houses are up. For some reason, when they average the two, it shows the whole market's down. I don't understand the math. I keep talking to our MLS about how can something be up this much and then you still say the market's down. So I'm looking at what I basically sell the most of, resale houses.
Well, let's look at Greg Zavitz over 30 years. Let's look at Greg Zavitz last year to this year. Are you doing more business?
Yes. Earlier on, I've done more than I did last year.
From
selling more
beginning
houses.
Of the year to now.
Yeah.
So there's definitely, and last year was a banner year, was it not?
It was very good considering that not everybody went up. I mean, some people were down from the year before, and I was just down just a little bit. I mean, it felt like I was up the whole year, but then sort of the end of the year was a little bit slow. So still had a very good year.
Still a good time to be a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were a couple of years in there that a lot of people got out of the business.
Yeah, some people think, why are we in this business on a daily basis? But no, it's been good. I think I sold 65 houses last year, maybe 67 the year before. So, I mean, number of units, about the same. We got about 30 in so far this year.
We've talked previously about right now the sweet spot in the market is being first-time home buyers in that 150 mm-hmm. to 250 range.
Yep.
Is that still true as of this week?
Yeah, I've had a few more buyers in the higher ranges, like the 280s to 350s.
Okay.
They haven't bought yet, but they're looking, which is what I was hoping would happen. I mean, you start getting these sellers of the 250s or, you know, lower, bumping up, and So I think the market's working the way it should. I mean, not everybody's going to agree with me, but it's personal to me, and it's personal just to this locale. Nationwide, they may be up, but, you know, nationwide, they haven't been as good as we've been most every year. I mean, we sort of a little bubble unto ourselves.
I always ask the same question over and over again, if there are different things at different times of the year that real estate buyers are telling you are on their wish list. You know, my wish list includes a moat.
You want the moat and the drawbridge.
Right.
And,
You know, small castle type appearance of some sort would be very, very nice with a place to park my camper that isn't going to be yelled at by a homeowners association.
Now, don't you want a tiny house with a moat? And, you know, you don't want the tiny house anymore.
No.
Okay.
No. Tiny house, I already have. It's called a camper.
Yes.
And it works out just fine on weekends only. And then I go back to closet space in my real life. But because of a very interesting side story that I found today, you know, we've been waiting for flying cars since we first watched the Jetsons cartoons. And there is a German engineering company that just had a prototype video go viral of a small two-person flying car.
Yeah.
It actually lifts directly up without helicopter blades, flies faster than a helicopter, and then is able to drop straight down. So I would like to add to my wish list a helipad. Yeah,
okay.
So now I need the moat and I need a helipad. I'd like this to be under $300,000 because McLean County taxes are not free.
Can't you just land on the driveway and then float into the garage?
You actually could because you could drive it. Now, there's a company called Terrafugia that is doing a flying plane that then becomes a car where the wings fold up and then you can park it in your garage. And and one of those engineers is actually from the Bloomington Normal area,
really?
Which is why I've talked to them on the phone. But this and this German engineering company has really picked up with something pretty sweet. But we just need a place to land it. You don't need the runway.
Yeah.
You just need kind of a big parking
spot.
I thought on the roof would be a nice thing. But back to the question of wants and needs. Tomorrow's Earth Day, and it's one of the times of the year that we do start to maybe think about the environment a little bit more.
Nah.
Heating, cooling, solar panels.
Let's just burn fossil fuel and slowly die.
Well, we could do that, but when you're picking a house, some people realize that they would like to pick better than they did last time for fuel efficiency or, Greg doesn't know how to turn off his watch.
I did. I turned it off.
You turned off your phone, but you don't know how to turn off
the watch. Won't turn off. It's not doing what it's supposed to.
We'll just sit on it there.
Yes.
Have you had anybody asking for more and more like geothermal or any type of home environment good things?
Nothing. Nobody's asked me about solar or geothermal. They still want the high efficiency furnaces, which are 90% or higher.
Okay.
ACs keep getting rated higher, so now you have to put in a 13 SEER. SEER is a measurement of efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So it used to be 10. Now they can't sell 10s. They have to do 13s, and you can get up to like 18 or 20. The higher the SEER, the bigger the unit, the easier it is on your bill every month.
And when you would have a homeowner's inspection, if you were thinking about buying a property, would your home inspector tell you things like how efficient your furnace or air conditioner
is? He should be able to
is?
Notate that, and you can also just go out. They're marked on the outside. A lot of them have it in the name, like it'll say an XL10. Well, that's an old 10 SEER. XL13 is a 13 SEER.
And those are things maybe you should consider when you're buying a property.
Yeah, a good realtor will point that out too.
Okay, well, that's what Greg Savitz does. His phone number, if you ever want to talk to him, even when he's on the radio, 275-4734, and that spells out?
Greg. No, it doesn't. It says Ask Greg.
Ask Greg is how
it's spelled. Is this Monday or is this Friday?
This is Friday. It's Wine Shirt Day.
Yes.
Or Beer Shirt Day or whatever shirt day you want to make it. On your phones, I cannot recommend enough his personal app, which does not bug you for a lot of insider information about your life and
mm-hmm.
passwords, and gives me not only what I want to know, like, oh, how much is that house for sale for? The sales agent just popped up. It also tells me what some of the other houses sold for.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that information because I'm a snoopy neighbor.
I used it the other day. I was showing some house in the high twos or low threes up to about three, a little bit, best one was 398, I think. And every time we showed one, there seemed to be something across the street we didn't know about. So I just hit it and say nearest homes, and I'd look over for the address and I'd have it. So got the pictures. It loads quickly. I don't call you. You use it for free. It's free. Just text on your smartphone, GZSELLS, so GZSELLS.
GZ, you like Greg Savitz.
Yeah. And text that to the number 8778. So 8777-8. It'll give you a link. Works on any smartphone. Download it.
It comes up. It doesn't have like a picture of Greg Zavitz's face on your phone. Don't worry that you're not trapped.
I'm
in
trying
that.
To get that, but I just can't do that.
It'll say smart agent on it, but don't be confused with other smart agent apps. Yours is the one I want because it really just gives me the local stuff faster and better. So all of that being said, 275-4734 to contact Greg Zavitz. That spells out Ask Greg.
Yep.
And we want to take a short break here, and we will introduce your special guest that you brought in.
I brought somebody in.
You did bring somebody in, somebody that can help you out, whether you're buying or selling. You need that home to look tippy-top shape when the public's walking through it.
Yep.
And we'll talk more after this on WJBC. 10:22, your weather forecast today is a little chilly, but we've got the rain removed from the forecast for the weekend, so good time to go out and maybe see some houses, do some driving around. Greg Savitz, do you have any appointment time at all this weekend? Because I know you're a busy guy, but you've got a team.
Yes, I do, and Steve and I have an open house, and we should mention this, on Turtleback, a very nice new listing I've got.
Where is Turtleback?
Turtleback is in Fox Creek.
Okay.
And you come in the main drag, which is Fox Creek Road, mm-hmm. and you turn on Knollbrook, and it dead ends, tees onto Knollbrook. Onto Turtleback. And so you just, it's sort of a corner cul-de-sac.
Okay. Does it back up to the golf course?
Yes, the 7th and 8th fairways, beautiful view, but the fairways are way far away, so you got a lot of that brush and stuff that grows up and looks so beautiful between mm-hmm. you and the balls.
Yeah, which means less people in your backyard and less balls in your mower.
They would have to hit a couple hundred yards out of bounds to get to your house.
You have played with my husband.
Yeah.
So I
can shank one that way, yes.
But all of you tall men think you can just hit it very long.
And then Sunday we've got one at Joseph, which is sort of going south on Main. You turn by Brigham Young School on Brigham Young Street, and it's just down there. A little subdivision. We've got 3 or 4 blocks, and we're going to do one down there.
If I find you on social media or at gregzavitz.com, will you have listings of your open houses?
You can go to realtor.com. It should show up, but you can go to which used to be CBHOA, but now it is CaldwellHomes.com.
CaldwellHomes.com.
Yeah.
And that'll tell you about the open houses?
Yeah, it should.
Okay.
We're sort of in transition on a lot of stuff, so some of the stuff may show earlier than others.
Right. And yet, so many of your houses have those really cool video walkthroughs.
Yes.
That you're all good anyway. Now, when it comes time to buy or maybe remodel a bit before you're going to sell, or maybe you're one of those people that's going to do a crazy flip, you need suppliers, and you brought in a good one today. Hi, Heidi. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
This is Heidi Doe, and she is over at Carpet Weavers as a sales associate. Greg Zavitz, tell me how you got to meet Heidi.
Again, BNI, that Business Networking International, I've been in 20 years. Mm-hmm. She joined it. How long have you been there? A year?
Almost a year.
Yeah. And so it's one person in carpet, one person in insurance, one banker, one realtor. And we just refer each other out to our friends and families and stuff like that. And so I got to know her. And I've used her on carpet bids and stuff like that. She does, you know, subway tile, backsplashes, carpets, doesn't do countertops, but you know, a lot of stuff for the kitchen can be picked out and matched up that way, and then you get your whatever countertops where you want.
So it's carpet and more over at Carpet Weavers, and we've heard Carpet Weavers name for years. I mean, you're a very reputable name in town. You're still over on El Dorado Road, yes?
Yes.
Fabulous. Now, do you have a design background? Does that help in your job?
So I do not. I've been in the industry for about just over 9 years. Mm-hmm. But my degree is actually in marketing.
Oh, that's
I did
okay.
take some classes, but
Are you a good designer by just instinct? I mean, can you help people if we've got questions about backsplashes? Because that's a commitment in a backsplash.
I would say I'm really good with color. So
that's important.
Yes, because colors can turn different colors depending on lighting and space and
what they're next to.
Right.
Well, every time I turn on HGTV and I'm watching somebody flip something from that to this, I got to say I've seen some trends. I'd like to know from you in the Bloomington Normal area, are we finally getting away from all things Bloomington beige?
Yes. I actually had somebody refer to the term Bloomington grayish. More of that gray tone with a little bit of a brown undertone. We're mm-hmm. definitely seeing a gray transition. I would say it's not for everyone, but we're definitely, I mean, even in our new items that we're going to be getting in, definitely going the way of gray.
Okay, now gray carpet, gray backsplashes, gray, what's showing up in the gray? Because I heard somebody just yesterday on the radio talk about putting in gray cabinets, mm-hmm. and I can't make a judgment until I've seen it, but it made me flinch hearing it. Because I thought, do I want gray cabinets? I guess it would depend on the color. Okay, Zavitz's vote is no.
I showed a house yesterday to a client, and it was about a $350,000 house. The grayish taupe walls, gray cabinets. The only thing lighter was the countertop and the kitchen. It's not my color. Yeah, it just didn't pop. It looked dull.
Was the color of the gray that was the cabinets a dark or a light?
Sort of in between. It was real dark. It might have been better, or real light. Yeah, it was grayish.
Okay.
It was the first one I've shown that actually had gray. And I've seen every type of wood and white and cream, but this was the first one. And I'm just not sure that it's me.
I'm more of a white person on cabinetry, and then gray as an accent color. Mm-hmm. But this is a chicken before the egg question for Heidi here. I mean, you work at a carpet store, and I know you said you've got these other things that you can help for the whole project.
Right.
But which do you pick first, the carpet or the paint? I know which you install first, but I just want to know which you pick first.
I would definitely say you're going to have less options in a countertop. So sometimes it's better to start there, mm-hmm. kind of decide which way you want to go. And then, like you guys were talking about painted cabinets, mm-hmm. that's huge right now. So we're probably seeing a lot more white cabinets than we are.
Now, do you guys deal in cabinetry?
Gray. We do not.
Okay.
We do not. But when people bring their samples in to match.
And you do flooring beyond just carpet, too.
Correct.
What's the trend in the flooring? Not gray flooring, I hope.
There's definitely
maybe there is.
wood options with gray tones to them.
Okay. Do you like them or no?
I actually just did something like that in my own house.
Take that, Mr. Zavitz.
Yeah.
What do I know? I'm colorblind.
No. I have some super dark gray tile in my guest, I guess it would be the second full bath, and yet we have orange-ish brown walls, and somehow it works.
And a red exterior, so there's just no explaining any of that.
No, and it's like a pink mauve on the wall outside. You got to come see the color blindness we put together my house with.
Now, I got to correct, I don't mind gray anything else, but the gray cabinets, I'm not sure our town's ready for.
Right.
I mean, how many years have we had taupe Bloomington beige? I mean, it's been 15 or 20 years.
We've had also just wood grain everything. Trim, cabinets more. So
I've seen more white coming back, and white with little accents, like where they do a little stain along the edges and stuff. But the gray just didn't seem to. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn, but
But I like gray in what the Texas couple,
yeah.
you know, is doing in Magnolia Farms.
You've got some
yes.
That,
so
you?
Yes, we do sell Magnolia Homes furniture.
Ooh, can yes. we afford that?
Yes.
I read in the
yes.
fine print that when they remodel these houses and they do the reveal, most of that stuff that you see doesn't stay, wasn't included in their price.
Right.
Especially the furniture is not staying. That's just for demonstration.
They can buy it, they
say. Could, but I wanted to know if it's affordable yeah. or not.
So these pieces are more of things that she created.
Like and, accent pieces?
Yeah, Joanna Gaines. And you would see some of her pieces on the show, mm-hmm. which we would carry in the store.
Nice to know.
But some of those things are probably, the ones that we're selling are probably replicas of mm-hmm. like what her woodworker Clint does.
Right. And that's so, fair. That's fine. But yeah. sometimes there's, you know, like a couch I've never seen anywhere else or a chair on the planet. And I'm thinking, oh, is that a Joanna Gaines? And where would you get it? And I keep wondering, is that a $500 couch or is that a $5,000 couch?
Sure. So it kind of depends on the type of fabric. You know, like she has accessories that I think are super reasonable, mm-hmm. Like her cute little, you know, tool caddies and...
she's organizational dream.
Yeah. So
Heidi, we'll talk more about what you've seen in the Magnolia lines and what you've got to be able to make a home pop, because some of us just need to refresh our own homes even though we're not going to buy or sell them. So I want to continue this conversation, but we're up against the clock. It's time for news here at WJBC.
I'm Nick McClintock.
Thank you very much, Nick. I'm Susan Saunders, always talking with Greg Zavitz.
Hello.
About real estate on Fridays. He is a Coldwell Banker, the real estate company agent.
I want to say it's Hawaiian Friday again.
Okay.
And I don't care if it rains, but I've got the shirt.
This is the type of realtor you're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. One that is just like you. 30 years of experience. He sponsors this segment every Friday here on WJBC. We learn a lot, and we appreciate it.
We have fun.
We also like meeting your friends. And your new friend that you've brought to us today is Heidi Doe. She is a sales associate over at Carpet Weavers. And we were talking before we went to news about trends. Now, you said you've got some of the Magnolia products from the Texas duo that we love so much on the HG show. Fixer Upper. I wanted to say Flip or Flop, and that was the other couple.
That's the
other. But just real quick, let's recap here, Heidi, what you are seeing as trends when you're dealing with customers at Carpet Weavers. And you do carpet, you do flooring, you do backsplash, no countertops, no cabinets. But what are the trends?
Right. So we're definitely seeing a lot of interest in hardwood. We have a ton of options, engineered, solid options. For the people who are a little bit nervous about putting a hardwood on the floor, we also have the ceramic tile that looks like hardwood as well as the luxury vinyl tiles that look like wood.
Now, interesting story. We were looking for a sign to put outside of our camper that said our name on it, and we found these elongated tiles that looked like grayish, aged, almost repurposed wood, and we had a headstone engrave into our tile, and it looks really pretty, and we have one out at our camper. And I kept thinking, you could do a whole floor in that. You sell those type of tiles, the not square ones, they're long, like
correct.
Oblong?
So they kind of range in size, but typical size will be anywhere from like 6x24 mm-hmm. to, we have some that are 9x32.
And then once those are installed in the elongated sides, because they look like strips of wood.
Right.
Are they more or less slippery than regular tiles? I mean, to me, they seem like they've got more of a texture.
So it will definitely depend on the series, okay. but majority will have some good texture to them. Perfect for bathrooms. You would mm-hmm. never put mm-hmm. an actual hardwood in a bathroom, but really good for bathrooms. We're also doing them on walls.
Fine.
You know? Yeah. Walls. So if you're seeing like pallet walls, you know, it would be kind of the same idea. But
going back to tile, is everybody wants subway tile? It seems like all the designers on TV, mm-hmm. subway tile, subway tile, subway tile.
Yeah. I think for a long time.
And shiplap.
Yeah. For a long time, we were in a trend of a lot of stone for backsplashes. So uh-huh. I think, you know, with countertops being busier materials, quartz and granite and marble and that sort of a thing, I think people are looking for something that's just a little bit more simple.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do a subway tile that's not even, you know, your typical 3x6 size.
Yeah, the term luxury tile is mm-hmm. new to me, but you've got them, and then they make fun little accents. You freak out when you see the price per tile, but then you realize I'm not doing a whole floor in them. I'm just doing a little nook.
Yeah, so we have a lot of options for accents as far as like glass, different shapes and ceramic options as well. So
you're doing we're doing all kinds of conversation about everything other than carpet. Since you work at Carpet Weavers, now I still enjoy carpet. I have hardwood floors. We did the bamboo in our house and love it, but it makes a little doggy dents with, you know, big footprint toenails in it. So that's just a concern I'm going to point out there. But we were just looking the other day for new carpet rugs to mm-hmm. put out. Is that something that we can do at Carpet Weavers?
Definitely. So we offer, we have a lot of carpet companies that will make rugs out of like custom size rugs. And we have a company that we use in town for binding. Mm-hmm. So you could really pick any size that you want. We Ooh. Also do have mm-hmm. Rugs, ton of rug options that are already made that can be ordered in specific sizes.
Is there anything new in the carpet world? Like now it's super plush with Tempur-Pedic underneath it.
Back to the 2-inch long shag that you have to rake? No,
yeah.
No.
Come on. Or patterns in it or colors that you haven't seen. I mean, everybody needs a good imitation bearskin rug, right? Yeah. What's new in rug world?
Or
carpet?
We definitely do have options that come within patterns. I wouldn't say that's the norm. You know, we'll be in that typical texture or twist carpet that you'll see. We're doing a ton with like multicolor. Mm-hmm. You know, people are looking for that, something that will hide a lot.
Frise still a name that is used a lot?
We'll do more like twist.
Okay, twist.
Is kind of the term now.
But does it mean the same thing?
Kind of the same
I'll
idea.
I'll have to change
maybe
my terminology.
Shorter.
I know what he means by frise. It's just longer.
It's short, mm-hmm. short shag, but it's twisted loop.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And mm-hmm. It's the evolution of the old shag, but it's shorter. Yeah,
but it hides the dog hair better.
Yeah, it doesn't show footprints as much, and it's sort of multi-speckled colors.
A little softer.
I see that a lot in builders' houses.
In the carpet world, I mean, just straight-up carpet, we all have carpet all over the place. Can we have, like, heated carpet? Like, we can have heated tile, or is it more stain-resistant? I haven't bought carpet in a long time.
So there's going to be different qualities. No heated carpet because it would probably melt. But some of our companies will offer stain resistance in the actual fiber itself. Okay. So that's good for people with pets. Better carpet pads, too. We have a carpet pad that will, you know, keep any stains on top of it. So
you need to sell something that's called cat pee resistant. That's what's a huge seller. It would be in the world. Unfortunately, that's the number one reason people recarpet animals.
The pad she's talking about, if it keeps from going down to the floor, at least helps because every time it gets in a wood or concrete, it reactivates when it gets damp. At least if you got something that keeps it there, you can clean the carpet and hopefully pull it out and then do an enzyme treatment or something.
Right. Heidi, great information. Go talk to Heidi or one of her associates at Carpet Weavers if you want to do some revamping. Can I just come see you and say, I'm not buying, I'm not selling, but I want to refresh my space? You'll have some ideas
for us? Yes. So actually right now we have a sale going on. Buy one, get one. 50% off on furniture, and that does include rugs, accessories. We have lamps. Our furniture gallery side has excellent options.
I forget that you have furniture.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We should come see you more often for that.
Yeah, but that is good until the end of this month.
Okay.
So, you know, it doesn't have to really, if you're making changes, doesn't have to be something huge.
Little stuff helps.
Little stuff helps, and staging with sometimes that little stuff can really, really help. So, Heidi, thank you so much for coming
thank
in today.
You.
I'm going to take a short break, and then we'll come back with more final thoughts from Greg Zavitz on the real estate market after this on WJBC. AM.